What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We've got all kinds of disturbing news during our break at the top of the hour. You first found out that there's a flu bug going through the Notre Dame locker room.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Just what you
want to
hear.
They're downplaying it by saying, but it's mostly like the backups.
Yeah. How did just the backups get the flu and just the special teams players? Give me a break.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Weird how this happened. I don't like
that. No chance. They're downplaying it, you know, so Penn State.
Yeah, so Riley Leonard's vomiting, right? He's got an IV. Jeremiah Love.
Cam Scataboo played pretty well throwing up.
He did.
They didn't win, but he played pretty well.
He played damn well.
So that was the first piece of bad news. Neither of us... We're both shaking right now.
I don't think I get it out of my head. Some Twitter feed.
The internet is undefeated.
It really is. And in Indonesia, apparently, there are alligators that have learned to fake drowning.
So my first question was, I don't care if the alligator looks like it's
watching
drowning.
Him die.
I'm not going out to save it. Why would it matter
the alligator is... Let's go get him.
Or is this a crocodile?
I don't know. I think it's an alligator.
Okay, alligator. It looks like it's drowning.
They've put their little hands up in the water, and it looks like a human.
Like an 8-year-old's hands.
Like an 8-year-old's hands. I'm not joking. Yeah. I just saw it. The hair on the back of my neck.
Above the surface. Like, help me.
And then a guy
goes
go
down to rescue the 8-year-old, and you find it's actually a crocodile.
Yeah, and you get eaten.
My God.
Adam in the chat says crocodiles do this in the United States as well.
Smart, man.
There's an easy solution. Never go... In the water.
What if it's an 8-year? What if it's an 8-year-old?
And they shouldn't have been in the water either with crocodiles.
You just walk away. It could be a crocodile. It could be an 8-year-old. I'm just walking away. I would be the guy that jumps in and is like, oh no, it's a crocodile.
Great.
Lisa says it's just shout out to his family and keep it moving. Yeah, if it's the little hands coming out of the water, dude, I have goosebumps. It's so disturbing.
I don't like that at all.
I didn't like it. Paul, have you seen the video?
I just saw it.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's not good.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's worse than the flu ravaging the special teams of the fighting.
Well, Paul's putting in.
No! The guy's looking from the pier. Yeah. He's like, you're not going to get me.
Oh, yeah, you guys should go check that out.
This sucks so bad. Oh, it really does look like little hands. I told Betty, I'm going to be seeing this in my sleep for the rest of the week.
That's haunting. I do not like that.
Forget it.
Oh, man.
I'm nonplussed by the whole situation here. Oh, God. I don't know that I can recover, really. Those little hands creeping out. Pass.
Oh, man. Let's see. We talked to the Aztecs earlier. They got the win over Air Force in a very unusual game last night. In the first half, the Aztecs played maybe half of their worst half of the season and half of their best half of the season. Ended up behind 20-8 and then went on a 40-4 run.
Played three quarters of a really brilliant game.
And that's been a bit of a theme for the team this year.
Slow start?
Well, just a lap somewhere. Sometimes it's in the second half. You let the team come back into it. Sometimes it's a first half,
it's
the slow
so
start.
Often, I'm like, does every team just do this? Is this just every basketball game?
I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, yeah. No team usually plays their best for the entire 40 minutes or 48 minutes
it's
for a game. You're
going to
have ups and downs, but it does seem to be a bit of a recurring theme for the Aztecs in particular, where they have these stretches. And it used to be just those offensive stretches. I mean, the defense is still really good for San Diego State, and it will keep them in games even when the offense disappears. I think the offense disappears less this season than I've seen in other years 100%. For San Diego State.
100%.
And they have multiple options. Like yesterday it was B.J. Davis was the guy. Other guys were missing shots, like Wayne McKinney, short. Stop shooting. Give it to someone else, because eventually you're going to find someone who's got the rhythm, who's got the stroke. And you're going to start scoring some points.
Miles Byrd with a whopping 7 points, and the Aztecs still absolutely dominated the game. The 40-4 run was spectacular. But again, I mentioned it earlier. They were talking about the broadcast with a guy like Miles Byrd, who does so much. He plays such good defense as well. Is constantly like it. Not a guy you'd want to play against, right, Paulie? Like. Just a pest.
No, yeah.
Just a pest, 100%. And you know he can go off for 30 points as well. He is he stands out every time I watch a
him
game.
Him and Nick Boyd in the backcourt, the way that they were pressuring those ball handlers for Air Force, they were just picking their pockets left and right.
Yeah.
And then they're so athletic. They're so fast. If that ball got out of your hands for a second, they had it, and they were taken off for a dunk.
It was a really nice turnaround.
One of them did miss a dunk earlier. It was an alley-oop, but the Aztecs seemed to miss at least one dunk almost every game.
Yeah.
It was Farrow, but he got fouled.
Did he get fouled on that one? Okay.
Maybe there's another one.
I thought there was another one. There was kind of an alley-oop that they went
Farrow
up and missed.
Farrow Compton got lob, and he was trying to dunk it, but he got fouled. He went
it's fine. You know, it's a symptom of Dutch's coaching style, which is to not overcoach his team. He doesn't immediately pull a guy for making a mistake, which occasionally means guys make mistakes and they feel free to try something sometimes, and it doesn't go right all the time. And Dutch doesn't generally lose his mind like other college basketball coaches
do. He is really a composed
head
coach, man. And it, you know, you look at some of the other, like you said, the other college coaches, and it's like, did you see Mick Cronin going up on his team the other day?
He called him soft.
He called him soft. Yeah. He said
they got bodied by Michigan.
He
in
said
a
something.
League game.
He said something to the effect of
UCLA's Mick Cronin.
Yeah, he says I'm coaching delusional people. Like he just gets up on stage.
You never hear Dutch say that.
Never,
I mean, in all the years, 8 years of Dutch, and then the. You know, 20 years of Fish before that. Or
you're Dutcher and I'm Cronin. There's no question.
Yeah, you just never really heard him go off on their team. Now, I thought Dutch was probably pretty unhappy when he called his timeout. You know, Kimo Ferrari's in the game pretty early. I'm going, he's not happy with his team's either effort or execution at this point. But he wasn't a lunatic on the sideline about it. He made his point. He started playing better. You know, he fixes things. He doesn't let it fester. He just fixes things right away.
Smart timeout.
And they move on. Really smart timeout. So they get the win. They play at New Mexico Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on CBS in another big road early season Mountain West Conference test. Speaking of basketball, I didn't watch a ton. I'm assuming you didn't watch any. Had a fairly big game last night. Cavs and Thunder. A team with a 10-game winning streak against a team with a 15-game winning streak. That's never happened in NBA history. Cavs ended up winning 129-122, so the 15-gamer's over. Cleveland's now won 11 in a row.
Wow.
I mean, those are the two best teams so far in basketball. I don't think anyone had Cavs-Thunder as their NBA Finals bingo card necessarily at the beginning of the season.
We got a ways to go.
They both look legit, though. I think Boston, obviously, is still going to be a huge factor in the East, but I haven't seen anyone better than Oklahoma City. With Shea and the team that they've put together, you know, adding the guy from New York, Hartenstein, he's been a real nice pickup for them as well. They're I think, the team to beat right now in the Western Conference in the NBA.
Basketball lost me again. Had me early.
Yeah.
Lost me again. Sorry.
Get a little timeout. We'll get you back for the playoffs at some point.
Allegedly.
And then I wanted to give a quick shout-out to our friend of the program, longtime guest, been on the show many times, who announced his retirement yesterday on social media. Did you see this? Jim Trotter said he is done.
Really?
With his sports media career. He was out on the golf course.
I did not see that.
First day of retirement. I'm spending it well out on the golf course.
So, Bernie Wilson, yep, retired. Jim Trotter
retires.
Man, I mean, that's a couple of guys that are not afraid.
Yeah, I remember Jim sued the NFL after, yep, he was let go by the league, and their media arm reached a settlement. Hopefully he did well enough in the, yeah, settlement that he's feeling comfortable and can spend all the time that he wants with his dog and on the golf course.
Lucky.
And, you know, the legendary Jim Trotter, as it is.
Legendary
Boo Trotter.
I'm happy for him. He's not an old man by any stretch. I'm not happy for him. I'm envious.
You're jealous.
He gets to walk away from all of this mess and just go play golf and do his thing. I'm so ready to retire at 49. You have no idea. Today, if I could. I love you guys, but holy smokes. Imagine just not having to worry about 4 hours of content every day.
I think you'd be bored.
You are out of your mind.
I mean, not the first day, but...
The first day.
I think after 2 or 3 weeks,
no,
you get bored.
I'm incapable of.
You have young kids, so they, yeah, keep you running around. But trust me, they're going to start growing up, and they will become more self-sufficient, and you will find yourself going, all right, what am I supposed to do now with this time?
I can think of about 100 things that I would like to do.
I mean, I have 2 jobs to keep myself busy still.
Yeah, that's insane.
No, it's not.
It is. It's insane.
It's not.
I would have zero problem sitting on my ass.
Zero.
Nothing.
Zero jobs all day long.
Adam says your honey-do list would force you back to work. No, I like doing those things. I like running errands. I loved during the break when we were off. I loved getting up. And I didn't get up. I didn't sleep in. I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning still. I liked handling some business, getting a little nap in, you know, hitting the driving range, playing a little golf.
What business were you handling, though? If you're retired, you don't have any business to handle.
No, I mean handling business like paying some bills,
right,
you know, cleaning out emails, stuff like that. Just business, you know, ordering things, getting things organized. I like to organize stuff. I have
no Temu time.
No Temu time. No Temu time at all. But I would like to be, I think I'd be a great stay-at-home dad. I'm trying to sell the wife on it, but she's not convinced.
And Adam spelled honeydew, H-O-N-E-Y-D-O-O. I've always wondered, is it honeydew like the fruit?
No, D-E-W, it's not
or
honeydew.
Or is it
like
honey dash D-O, like
it's
honey D-O. Do this?
It's honey do this. What do you think
you
it was? Like melon?
Well,
errands?
No, I thought maybe you spelled it like the melon.
Why would you spell it like the melon?
I don't know, because that's the only word that's actually a honeydew is a word.
Honey dash do.
Is that, that's
honey,
how it's spelled.
Do this.
I know what it means, obviously. I just didn't know how it was spelled.
We call that an a-hole do list in my house. That's how Hannah phrases it.
I call it a cantaloupe list.
So stupid.
The MF-er list. MF-er do list.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, MF-er do this. A honey. You really thought it was spelled like the melon?
I just thought maybe I could spell it. It's a honey-do list.
Nothing but melons on his mind.
I knew what it meant.
Always.
I just didn't know how it was spelled.
Yeah, I would. I would thrive in retirement. I've done enough.
I wasn't really nervous about making NFL picks until we decided that the loser of our NFL picks has to wear a mesh shirt for an hour on the show.
I can't wait.
My upper torso is not my best feature.
None of ours is. So it's a win. I mean, it's
like I'm happy to show off my calves.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
not
screen.
Happening. We're not going to just be able to show off our best features.
Yeah,
the wearing of the it's got to be black mesh, and you have to wear.
It could be white.
Black.
You can pick
it's
got to
be black. It's got to be black. Black, 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 black.
And this is just for the person who finishes last in our picks.
Wait, is it just
we got to figure all
for
these
the round
out.
For the round. Like the first round.
No, no, for the whole playoffs.
No, they've got to
like
go.
Like right now, like a quick payoff on Monday. Like,
quick
Tuesday
payoff.
Morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
All right, Tuesday, because we're playing on Monday.
We may have a very special guest in studio
yeah,
on
that.
Tuesday.
Absolutely not.
Very special guest.
No, different hour, though.
It's good to go.
He's good to go.
It's happening.
He's coming in?
Yeah.
We'll tease that we're going to tease something. And we'll
I don't
have
like
our.
That. We're going to tease that we're going to tease something.
I don't like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, when we announce who's coming in on Tuesday, that's the tease. but I'm not saying it now, so I'm teasing you.
If we have to do that in front of him, that's even more mortifying.
Well, we don't have to do it. It's a different hour.
All right, did you say so?
Different hour. All right, we got our football, special football threesome with our NFL wild card round selections coming up right after a check of traffic. First, though, here's Woodsy.
Yeah, if you're a California sports fan, good news. Underdog available to play here in our state. The best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs, which players are going to go off and which ones are ice cold. I will be completely honest with you guys. Since the flu news came out, I may have to alter my picks on Underdog a little bit. I really don't know. If you didn't hear the news, there is a flu sweeping through the locker room of Notre Dame. Now, they did say it was just special teams and backup players. I don't know how discerning the flu is there, but it's something to consider tonight if you're going in to pick. But with the Pick'em game, you could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on player stats. Obviously, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, and more. They got all your favorite leagues, teams, and stars to choose from. So I will look at my picks and see if I'm going to ride with them or if I'm going to change them. Underdog is the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app. Use the promo code Woods when you deposit, and you'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Again, Underdog is the app. The promo code is Woods, my last name. Must be 18 or over, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Actually nervous.
Yeah, I am too.
So I teased the tease, the special guest that we're going to have in studio on Tuesday, and I believe it is all locked up, so I guess we can just let everybody know. It's someone that I think all three of us highly respect, a trailblazer in San Diego radio, someone who has had more success in this business than the three of us combined will ever have.
Not like a big celebrity, you know, nationwide or anything, but it's the kind of person that when you see their name pop up on your phone, you go, oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
I'm extremely nervous for this. And the good news is he's a fan of this program, as I was a massive fan of his for all the years that he worked in San Diego. The one, the only, Dave Rickards is coming in studio to hang
exciting.
Out, share some stories.
He's got a nice voice, too.
He is a legend, man.
I hope my voice is better by then.
Yeah, I do, too. I hope. I just hope you don't embarrass us.
And I hope I don't have to be wearing a mesh shirt while he's in studio with us on Tuesday
either, because that is the punishment. Forever comes in last in our wild card round picks.
So that's how we want to do it, because I was looking back at last year's picks.
Fired up.
We went round by round.
Yeah, we did a whole like 1 point for the first round, 2 point thing. Woods wants to just do. Let's just do picks. 1 point for a win, and then we'll do it again next week if you want. But it's time for our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
All right, a little bit modified today. We'll call it the three AFC games and then the three NFC games for our football threesome.
Sixsome.
A sextet.
A sextet, which is perfect for the theme.
It's a football.
It's too much, man. That's too much. Today. A threesome would be fun, but a
sextet. All right,
sextet.
So we'll preview a little bit and then pick as we go along. Let's just go in chronological order. It begins Saturday afternoon, 1:30. First AFC wildcard game, the Los Angeles Chargers visiting the Houston Texans.
Paulie, are you tracking these? Are you writing these down?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not making our picks right now.
Yeah,
oh, we're not.
We're making as they go, right?
Oh,
yeah.
As we go. I thought we were going to preview them all.
No. We're going to preview and pick as we go.
Okay.
So the Chargers on the road, but had a better record than 11-win season. Texans won their division, so they get the home game, but they were a 10-7 team going into it. It is Jim Harbaugh's first playoff game with the Los Angeles Chargers,
yes.
And they are favored by 3.
Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Go, sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to let the Chargers put me into a mesh shirt, so I will wear. I'll pick the Chargers -3. And if they lose and the Texans put me in a mesh shirt, I'm okay with that.
Fine by me. I will also roll with the LA Chargers. I think they are the better football team. And listen, you know, we'll see if the chargering is dead. We'll see if that adage holds true. As they'll.
I think their last playoff game was the one where they blew the gigantic lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars, if I'm not mistaken, and we're eliminated. So this is the first one since then.
Paulie?
I got an opportunity
to
separate myself here a little bit.
Yeah, get yourself in some mesh, too.
But I'm not risking anything.
All right.
We're all going to either
win or lose.
Or
win that game,
together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Chargers. That's
right.
My strategy for that.
We've all taken the Chargers in the first game. Second game, 5 o'clock start on Saturday on Prime. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, an AFC North rematch.
Oh.
Baltimore is favored by 9.5.
What a number.
It's a big number.
It's a huge number.
I will add, the Pittsburgh Steelers have lost 5 consecutive playoff games and have not won a postseason game. This shocked me. In 8 years, they're looking to end a long skid. Can they do it, or at least keep it close against the Baltimore Ravens?
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to rock with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens to cover 9.5 points in an NFL playoff game.
All right. I will go the other way, just because the number is so huge.
So big.
And Lamar Jackson's playoff track record is not exactly stellar here. He has admitted to maybe getting a little jittery or overhyped for some of these playoff games. I don't see Baltimore blowing out Pittsburgh in this game. So I'm going to take the Steelers at least to keep it around 7 points. So I'll take Pittsburgh.
The Ravens are playing really good football. Huge spread. I would love to know what's the highest spread in an NFL playoff game. I mean, you get to the playoffs. These are all good teams. You get close to double digits. That's a lot. But I will be riding with Baltimore as well. They're playing really, really well.
All right, you guys on one side. I'm on the island.
Enjoy your mesh.
All right, not yet. We've got four more games left. All right, we've got the Denver Broncos Sunday morning at the Buffalo Bills. It's been very cold on the East Coast. I don't know if that's going to last, but we could have frigid temperatures. Not that they don't feel those in Denver as well.
To pick on Thursday.
It's terrible.
When it's on Sunday, or what is that,
Saturday? This is also a large spread, 8.5 points.
Paul, you go first on this one.
I'm taking Buffalo minus the 8.5.
Okay. I think Denver is the old, no one expected us to be here. We're happy to be here. And if we get blown out, no one's going to care.
Nobody cares.
So when that happens, you generally get blown out. Josh Allen's got still lots of stuff to prove. Give me Buffalo, and I'll lay the 8.5.
Yep, I'm right there with you, guys.
Buffalo, all right. I remain on my island with Pittsburgh. Second game on Sunday, maybe the biggest game of the weekend, the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, only 4.5-point favorites. Jalen Hurts has been practicing, declaring himself healthy this week, ready to go, although some question marks with the injury at the end of the season. Got Jordan Love and the Packers on the other side. Woods, you go first on this one. -4.5.
I'm going to go out on a little bit of an island. I'm going to go against the grain, take the Green Bay Packers +4.5.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will...
Call it a gut feeling.
I've liked the Packers. They play in a... I don't know. Philadelphia, though, they were the strongest team maybe in the second half of this season. I'll take the Eagles -4.5.
I kind of want the mash, so yeah, go ahead. You know it's going to be me. You know it is.
Yeah, I'm taking Philadelphia.
All right, Paulie and I are on the
Philly
Eagles.
-4.5.
Woodsy's going with the slight upset with the Green Bay Packers. All right, last game on Sunday, 5 o'clock game, NBC and Peacock, the Washington Commanders at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Bucks a field goal favorite at home over the Commanders. Jaden Daniels, a rookie going into his first playoff game against Baker Mayfield.
Man.
Savvy veteran. Yep. Give me the savvy veteran. I'll take the Bucks -3.
All right, I'll go against the grain. I'll take the upstart rookie in the Washington Commanders.
The W.
+3.
Paulie?
I am going with the Bucks -3 on that one.
All right, Paul and I take the Bucks. Woods takes the Commanders. And then finally, Monday night, currently scheduled for SoFi Stadium, but could be moved if they need to. The Minnesota Vikings at the Los Angeles Rams, and this is the smallest spread of the week, and the road team is favored. The Minnesota Vikings favored by 1.
They know something.
Over the Rams. Surprising that it's not a bigger number.
Yeah. Surprising that the Vikings are only favored by 1 point.
100%. But yes. We all watched Sam Darnold play last week.
So that's the thing.
It was horrible.
I felt... Somewhere deep inside, all season long, I'm like, this is not Sam Darnold. This is not who he is.
You're right.
He's got to come back to earth at some point. He did against the Lions last week. You're like, oh, you remember Sam Darnold is still Sam Darnold.
He did not look good.
But did he really fool us for
he did
16 weeks?
He really did.
Or did he just have a bad week 17?
Well, I mean, I'm rolling with Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota -1. It's a pick'em game. I'm taking Minnesota in this one.
I'm taking Minnesota as well.
I think this is the easiest pick of the week. I'll go with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings.
Shocker.
That game could be moving.
Going into Detroit is one thing. You know, they were rabid last week. They wanted that one badly. Going into L.A. is not as tough, and you know who knows what's even going to happen this weekend. So give me Minnesota. I think they'll be more locked in for this game.
All right, we've got our picks set. Loser wears a mesh shirt for an hour.
What happens if two people tie? Do we flip a coin?
Two mesh shirts.
Oh, wow.
Breaking Padres news. You see it?
No. We got to tease it, though.
All right.
When we come back, Padres news and the Rindle Report. Final segment of Ben and Woods. First... you can bequeath your mesh shirt if you want to by setting up a will.
It's a word.
Or a trust with Trust and Will, something that Woods and I learned about during our holiday break. Both did it quite simply and easily online. They make it kind of an unpleasant subject very easy to deal with.
I always pictured doing my will. I'd have to go to some guy's office and sit in front of his big wooden desk and be like, yes, no, them, you know, give it to him, give it to her. No, I did it online. It was fantastic.
It's also dusty and scary in the office in my mind
for some reason. It was so easy to do. You want to keep your family out of probate court after you pass away. Nobody wants to think about the big, you know, the end.
How about taxes? If you like own a house and you want to bequeath it to your kids,
yes,
but you don't write that out, they might have to pay the absolute like new property taxes,
yes,
like tens of thousands and more in property taxes. You can avoid a lot of that by setting up a simple document at Trust and Will. Go online to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, all one word, and you can get 10% off by setting up your simple documents by using the code San Diego at checkout.
That's exactly right, my friends. Once again, trustandwill.com. Use code San Diego, one word, when you check out. They will ship you your documents. It is so easy to do. Trustandwill.com.
Some people are mad that I made you wait to tell everybody the Padres news.
Somebody goes, it's like not like we don't have Twitter, buddy.
Yeah, some people driving in their cars, they can't check, though, and then they have to come back to find out what the Padres news was after our brief timeout. So, Woods, let everybody know what just happened with the
well,
San Diego Padres.
Well, listen, my friends, it's one of those things that we were wondering what it was going to settle at, and sources say Luis Arraez and the Padres have settled at $14 million, avoiding arbitration. His projected number was 14.6, so we just saved $600,000.
All right, so they've gotten Campy done. They got Tyler Wade done very early. And
they just, he was a free agent, wasn't he?
No, he was an arbitrator.
Oh, was he?
Too, yeah, and they got Luis Arraez done. I was looking at like the official projections, like MLB Trade Rumors does, like has a model where they project what guys are going to make in arbitration. They had Arraez at 14.6.
Yep.
So slight bargain maybe for
literally
the Padres.
Just said that
with Luis Arraez. So they still have Dylan Cease, who's projected at 13.7. Michael King projected at 7.9. Mora Hone at 1.8. Jason Adam at 5.3, and Patino at. Did they get him done already? Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. So it's just those. Those are the Adam, Morahone, King, and Cease left.
Yep.
And again, if they don't get it today, then they have to exchange the figures and are at least on a collision course for an arbitration hearing next month.
Yeah. I mean, look, you re-sign Luis Arraez, and I saw somebody tweet that the Yankees are not in talks to get Luis Arraez, but it doesn't mean he can't still be traded. But his number is set for next
year. And by the way, you know, Rod says best news ever. He was already guaranteed to be a San Diego, well, no more so than he was an hour ago. They can still trade him. He was never not going to get a contract. You have to give him a contract once he has been offered arbitration. So he's always been in line to be a Padre or be traded before the start of the season.
Yeah, Rod, you can get excited about it if you see him out at spring training.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. All right, we're going to check traffic one last time, and then Paulie's going to give us some headlines on the Randall Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Randall Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Randall Report with Paul Randall.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Randall Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Before we get started, Paulie, more breaking news. According to the UT, Kevin Acey, Adrian Morahone, and the Padres have agreed on a $2 million contract.
All right.
For 2025. That was
right where he was expected to get.
Yeah, he was right in line with the projections. So at this pace, maybe they get them all done today. They're moving quickly with their arbitration agreements this morning.
All right. We will start off a little basketball. You ever watch, it can be any sport, basketball, football, you see a post-game interview, maybe the broadcasters sitting courtside. Somebody's always got to be doing something over their shoulder behind them.
Yeah. Hey,
wave.
Yeah.
They're on
waving.
Their phone. They're, hey, can you see me?
Yeah.
Hey, can you see me? Sometimes it's kids. Well, pretty fun moment yesterday in the, it's weird to say, the ACC when you're talking about Stanford, but Stanford is in the ACC.
Yes, the Atlantic Conference.
So ACC Network host Taylor Tannenbaum, she was interviewing, I don't know how to say, is Stanford's best players, Maxime Reynaud?
And close.
Anyway, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know that one.
Lozange.
So
Maxime Lozange.
I'll set the scene. If you're not watching us on YouTube, if you're listening in your car, you'll hear there's a kid dancing, and he is getting after it in the front row behind the basketball player who's being interviewed, and the basketball player decides we probably just need to make him a part of this interview.
Top 25, and you are on that list. Before we continue with this interview, I need you to turn around your left shoulder. There's a kid dancing, cooking in the pot. I need you to look at him. Look, now he's going to run away. Yeah, he does.
He's doing amazing. He's doing amazing. Come here. Come see the TV.
Kids climbing over chairs.
Come around.
To get on TV.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, you know, this is what it's all about. The fans coming out to watch you play there in that arena. And look, you're going to make this kid's day. See if he can talk into the microphone. Ask him what his name is. Tell him to lean into the mic. Get his name at least.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Isaac.
What do you think of the game today?
It was great. You did awesome.
I did awesome. What about the team, though?
The team did very well. They played together very well.
Yeah? That's awesome. Are you going to be a big supporter this year?
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much.
There it is.
Perfect.
He gets to end up doing the post-game interview.
Nice. Little Isaac. Was the band playing Our House in the Middle of Our Street in the background by Madness, I believe?
I like that song.
I do, too. That's why
did not notice that.
I was trying to pick out the song in the background.
I was trying to drown it out and listen to the interview.
So was I. I have trouble. Take on words.
I have trouble drowning out background music.
Take on Ben.
Yeah.
All right. That was just kind of a feel-good story because, well, you're probably not going to like this next one.
Oh, good.
From the awful announcing. They do rankings all the time throughout the year. We talk about, like, Mud and Dawn, the broadcast rankings that they do in baseball. Well, they do it in other sports, and they do, like, score bug rankings. What network has the best score bug?
Not the Mountain West.
It's not the Mountain West. They do not rate very highly. I'm just going to go ahead.
Do you like hieroglyphics? Then you will love the Mountain West. Can you read ancient Sanskrit? Because if you can, you will love the Mountain West scorebug. Nothing better.
God.
So, are you a biblical scholar? Then the Mountain West scorebug is for you. Stupid.
Oh, God. So, awful announcing. They put these polls out for all of their readers. I mean, they can get up to like 20,000 votes, and then they calculate everything. And this is the one that came out today is the 2024 awful announcing NFL announcer rankings. We watch all the NFL games. Mm-hmm. You get the different booths. Everybody's kind of got their favorites. Everyone's got guys that they hate.
Better not be who I think it is.
All right, we'll start with they rank like 25 different booths. It's not just the guys that are together every week. It's also Nate Burleson and J.J. Watt. They did the one Netflix game. Yeah. So they're on there. Where did they? The Manning cast is an NFL broadcast.
Right.
So they're in there as well.
Hi, Peyton.
So out of 25, we'll start with the top five. We'll narrow it down there. Number five is Ian Eagle and Charles Davis from CBS.
So right, they needed to be in the top five.
Yeah.
They got a 3.11 grade. Most common grade was an A. They did very well. Then we have number four is Kevin Harlan and Trent Green.
Elite.
They do CBS. They also did one game on NFL Network.
Okay.
Kevin Harlan not being in the top three is
pretty embarrassing.
Kind of tough.
If there's somebody in there that I think there might be, I'm going to be very upset.
Now, I don't know about this one. Number three is the Sunday Night Football broadcast. Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Fine. I might have had it more in the five range.
Yeah, five to seven.
Yeah, 5 to 7, but not bad.
Number two, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Monday
Still
Night
love
Football.
Them. I
ESPN,
think they're great.
ABC. I do too.
I will always love them.
I think I appreciate them more than I used to.
Yep.
And then number one, Greg Olson and Joe Davis.
There's no effing way.
Here's the problem. Greg Olson is really good.
He's really good. Maybe it's a curve.
He's bringing up the grade for the class.
Joe's actually better for me at football than he is baseball. It's not because he's with the Dodgers.
Most common comments, amazing combination, best duo, hands down,
I feel like I'm in a simulation, man.
You don't like the, the
puker.
Blandy, pukey.
Hate it.
Joe Davis style, but like Pat Summerall was as bland as you can get calling a game.
He was drunk though. He was
over
great.
The middle, complete. And we love Pat Summerall. He was great.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll love Joe Davis in 60 years.
It's possible, but it's definitely
number
less
one
is more.
They're probably third, fourth. There's no way they're better than Joe and Troy. No way. No chance.
I agree.
No.
I'm glad Tom Brady didn't make the list.
So am I.
Jim Nantz and Tony Romo came in at 6.
Okay. Romo brings it down a little bit.
He used to be better. I feel like he's gotten worse.
The shine really came off.
Yeah, it really did. It did.
I don't know where.
Joe just puts me to sleep, dude.
I don't see Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt.
They are not on that list.
Which I don't know
why. It hasn't been a good review for Tom Brady so far.
I thought he's been pretty good.
He's been okay, yeah. Didn't bother me.
Some good insight, but I think the mechanics need some work, as you'd expect. It's his first year.
I'm not listening for the mechanics, though. Right. I'm listening for the insight.
Yeah, I want the insight from Tom Brady.
I'd listen to Michael Jordan comment on a basketball game.
I just feel like this Joe Davis thing has just been shoved down everyone's throats, and we're all just supposed to buy into it. I really do.
Speaking of the broadcaster power rankings, you realize in a couple of weeks they're going to be doing the Sports Radio Morning Show rankings that they do every year.
We've been in there before.
I think we were last year, weren't we?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah. I think we've gone up, but I don't know.
I don't know if we'll make it or not. We're always kind of on the fringe of the top 20. I feel like we should be moving up, though.
That's one would think.
You would think.
You never
know. I mean, the show, I think, continues to improve. We have more, you know, established credibility in the sports radio industry. I'd like to move up this year. I'm aiming for top 15.
I just have this gut feeling we're not on it.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I have a feeling. Maybe we just both have just bad feelings.
All right, if we're top 10, we all wear mesh shirts.
You damn mesh shirts.
You know, it's going to be, you know, it's better Boomer than the, and Carton again or someone. I don't know.
It's better than the spandex, the Under Armour bet. The tight underarm bet. Way better.
I'm trying to see if I can find...
My nipples are going to come right through one of the holes of the mesh shirt.
Let's see what our ranking was last year. Find it later. All right. And then finally, this is... I don't know. Kind of sad, but... Play stupid games. You win stupid prizes, I guess.
Somebody try to save a drowning crocodile?
No. No, but an older woman. She's in her 70s in Georgia... is $3,000 in the hole because, well, Alan Jackson asked her for a loan on Facebook.
I can't laugh. This is, Pauly.
God. I guess I'm using this story as
a warning,
an educational tool. If anybody out there thinks you might be talking to someone, you're probably not. Yeah.
Grandma. That's not Alan Jackson that's needing $3,000 from you. You know, Alan Jackson of the Chattahoochee fame.
Yeah. If a celebrity reaches out to you and asks you for money...
It's not real.
It ain't then.
I can't tell you how not real it is. I cannot impart it to you enough. Beyonce's not calling you asking you for money. Neither is Alan Jackson.
So she told cops that the scam started last summer. She posted just something about Alan Jackson on Facebook. That's how it works. You type in somebody's name, you kind of work yourself into the algorithm or whatever. So she wrote, you know, listening to Alan Jackson or whatever on Facebook. Then someone claiming to be his manager messaged her the next day and said that they would put her in touch with Alan Jackson. And she's a huge fan. Why wouldn't you pursue that? She thought she was talking to Alan Jackson for months.
My God.
And then in October, he started asking her to send him Apple gift cards. Here's where it gets... Like this... Again, it's hard not to laugh. It's wrong to laugh, I understand. He said he needed the money. The Apple gift cards. By the way, not the money. The Apple gift cards. Because he was going through a divorce. And his assets were frozen.
My wife has all of the money.
I have
Jackson, by the way, not getting divorced.
I figured it out. I just Googled what celebrities need a loan, and here's the answer from ChatGPT AI. While it's not publicly known exactly which celebrities currently need a loan, some well-known examples of celebrities who have historically faced financial difficulties and may have needed loans include Mike Tyson, Marvin Gaye, and Kim Basinger, who have all filed for bankruptcy due to extravagant spending habits or other financial issues. So if Marvin Gaye,
who's dead,
contacts you on Facebook, he might need a loan.
If Kim Basinger contacts me... Hannah may be in for it. Sorry, I don't know. I mean, that's Kim Basinger, babe. What do you want me to do? Man, it makes me so sad.
She sent a total of 36 Apple gift cards.
Oh, my God.
Totaling $2,900.
So you know that I've kept those dudes on the phone for like an hour and a half and giving them fake numbers. All right, you ready? Write it down. Here we go. 7D4 6 X D 4 7 9 And I just ripped through it. And I'll mess with them for an hour. Because if I'm getting them for an hour, that's an hour they can't be scamming
that's
some
good.
Old lady.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? I would do it professionally if I could get paid.
I do see your logic.
You know what I mean? And I have fun with it. I really, like, really do.
You, in the past, you have actually said out loud, why do they keep calling me? I'm like, because you keep answering them. Like, it's very simple.
I like to mess with them. I like to get their hopes
I
up.
I like that you mess with them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paulie. If Alan Jackson slips into your DMs and asks for money... Sorry, for gift cards to the Apple store because he's getting divorced.
I love it. I have no money. Send me iTunes gift cards. What are you going to buy, music? I really need to fulfill. I need music. That's what I need. That's what I've been missing.
You need to get the new Jelly Roll album.
Yes.
It's I need so to buy dumb. More copies of my own.
My
it's
own
5
records.
O'clock somewhere.
Adam says they record your voice. I don't care. I do not care.
And then they use it to call other people.
For
hey,
what?
This is Woodsy. I need gift cards.
Stupid. So dumb.
You got to be the deep fakes. You got to be careful with the deep fakes.
I guess, but I really enjoy. I get a real kick when I get one on the line. It's really a fun time. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
You guys excited for your golf today?
Yeah.
I am.
Should do your diarrhea pants?
You
sad you can't play?
Feel like I'll be okay at this point.
I am sad. My son is sick. I just found out.
Oh, I thought it was your hamstring.
Well, it's that, too. But I had my hamstring. Hannah said, well, you can go out and just ride in the cart. And I go, yeah, I could. And I said, but, you know, if I have the afternoon to myself, that's even better.
You could caddy for me.
I do not want to caddy for you. And I will miss you guys, certainly. But then she texted me that Bo's hacking up a lung, so I'm going to go pick him up from school a little early, get him some rest, and I'll be doing that today.
Well, enjoy your day.
I will. You guys too.
I don't know. I don't. Are we playing with Willie Mack the Third? We might be.
I don't know.
It's possible. Our guest earlier today.
Don't embarrass us.
I'll try not to.
You have a scalded taint.
I do.
If you missed it this morning,
I spilled coffee all down my
in your crotch.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
did it
like
get the
deep in.
Did it get the boys at all?
Yeah.
He got the boys, too.
Yeah. They were sitting in a pool of scalding hot coffee for 15 seconds at least. Couldn't really go anywhere. I was in the front seat of my car.
Is it like burnt?
It's definitely.
Is it red?
I don't know.
Let me take a look at
no,
it.
No.
You sure?
That's between me and my private physician.
You need some sort of salve
I'll
or
be
something.
Fine.
Are
I'll
you
be
sure?
I'll be fine, yes.
All right. Well, don't embarrass us out there.
I'll
today,
be fine.
Guys. I'll miss you. Though.
We will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. for the final show of our first week back.
It's been a doozy.
It's been a long week.
Yes.
Feels like more than a week, perhaps.
It really does. Feels like we're in February.
But we're almost to the end of it. I got the Annie and Elston program that is coming up next for our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us, and have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.